It was Friday afternoon, and I'd just gotten home from work. And as I walked past my daughter Annie's room, I heard her moan. Straight away, I thought she was in pain. She must have hurt herself, so I rushed right in without knocking. And boy, you better believe I won't do that again, let me tell you. My daughter was on her bed, laying on her back, totally naked, legs spread wide, exposing everything she owned. And she had my vibrator fucking deep into her cunt. "Mom," she screamed, "get out." Oh, fuck. What had I just done? I should have knocked, I thought as I rushed from Annie's room. I went to my bedroom. I needed to think, to relax, to figure out what to say to her. I felt bad that I'd embarrassed my daughter in that way, in her private moment. And then I was thinking about what I saw. My young daughter had a great body for such a young girl. Firm figure, good-sized tits, and a little bit of pubic hair. My baby girl was growing into a young woman. And then I thought about my vibrator that she was using to fuck her cunt with. We were both using the same toy to fuck ourselves with. I decided right then and there that Annie needed her own toy. Besides, I wanted mine back. A few minutes later, I heard footsteps in the hall. And then Annie came into my room, and she looked like she was about ready to cry. So I told her to sit down next to me on the bed, and we hugged each other. We both said we were sorry, and we have a great relationship, very open and frank. I told her that she needed her own vibrator, and she said, "Can I have one like your purple one? Not like the red one." I was surprised. "How many of my toys have you used?" She just giggled and said, "Oh, all of them, all five." The little minx. I laughed and said, "You horny bitch." My daughter said, "I wouldn't still be horny if you hadn't interrupted me fucking myself." I thought about me fucking my cunt with my toys, and then my daughter using the same toys to fuck her cunt, and that thought made me get wet. I know I shouldn't have said what I did, but I said, "Pick out the toys you like the best and keep it until you get your own." So I got out my other four toys and told her to try them out and she could have one. I meant for her to try them out in private or to just turn them on and listen to the motor run or something. But she lay down in my bed, fully stretched out, legs spread, and started using them, one after the other, on her cunt. "Mmm, I like the pink one," she said. "So do I, and I need it now. Mommy's cunt needs it, and I need it fucking deep in my cunt, and I need it right now. And I mean right now." So Annie told me to lay back on the bed, and then my daughter raised my skirt and placed a vibrator on my cunt through my panties. "You shouldn't be doing this to Mommy," I said, "but it feels so fucking great." My own daughter was about to make her mother come. Then, when I felt her hand pulling my panties to one side, I knew I was a goner as she pushed the softly vibrating dildo into my wet cunt, and it went in very easily because I was so wet and ready. "Oh, Annie, fuck my cunt. Please, baby girl, fuck my cunt hard. My cunt's gonna come." And I had a big orgasm. I was sapping wet from my cunt to my arse. Then Annie said, "My turn, Mommy. Now you do me, please, Mommy." All she had on was a robe. And when I opened it up, I got an urge to suck on my daughter's tits. And run my vibrator around the outer lips of her sweet young cunt, barely touching her clit, just teasing her. "Please, Mommy, fuck it into me. I like it in my cunt. I never fucked a real cock, but I want to." So I slid the toy deep in her fuckhole, and then I thought, I'd love my husband Harry eating my cunt when I have a toy in me. So I kissed her clit. She loved it. Mommy, please fuck my cunt deep with a vibrator while you lick my clit. Some more, please, Mommy. Suck all the way around my cunt. I want to come with your mouth, sucking my cunt lip and clit. Well, shoot. How could I deny my daughter? So I did what she asked. I like that, baby girl, huh? You like mommy licking you? You like that? You like that, baby girl? And just then, I heard the front door slam. It was my husband, Harry, and he walked into our bedroom at the very moment our daughter came. She was saying things like, I wish it was a real cock, Mommy. Please give me a real cock. My cunt needs a hard cock, and my gash needs to be filled with spunk. Harry looked over at me and said, Ellie, what the fuck is going on around here? I come home and see this? You fucking our daughter in our bed with your dildo and eating your cunt? Oh, Harry, forget about that. Didn't you hear what Annie just said? She wants a real man's cock. Harry looked over at our sweet young girl, and I saw his cock start to tent his pants. He was getting a big bulge for our daughter. Annie, tell your daddy you want his prick to fuck your cunt. You want his cock to be the first to fill you and for him to empty his balls into your tight virgin fuckhole. Harry looked over at me and I could see the lust in his eyes as he gazed upon our naked daughter. Ellie, do you mind? I've never fucked anyone since we've been married but you, but I'd sure like to fuck our daughter.
Please, Daddy, Eddie said. I want your cock. I want your cock to be the first one to fuck my cunt. Please, Daddy. Pretty please.
So I told him, go ahead, Harry. Fuck her sweet young snatch. Show her what a real cock feels like deep inside her cunt. And this was not something my husband and I had ever discussed before. But it sure looked like a good idea to us right about now. And as my husband stripped off his shirt and stepped out of his pants, I took my remaining clothes off, too. Soon we were all naked, and I gave Harry my come-hither look. You know the one, where I tilt my head, raise my eyebrow, shimmy my shoulders, wet my lips with the tip of my tongue and pucker. So he walked over to where I was sitting on the edge of the bed. Although I'm not sure walked is the right word. More like stumbled over, as though he couldn't believe his good fortune. His cock pointing the way, but it wasn't fully hard yet. So I raised his cock to my lips and started nuzzling it.
I love your cock, Harry. You know I do. I love sucking on it. You got such a nice cock, Harry.
Kissing my way along his shaft until I reached his balls, where I snuggled my nose against them, and then I blew hot air on his balls. Then I worked my way back up his shaft. Until I reached his tip. And then I slowly, tortuously, took his head into my mouth and started to suck it. I wanted it hard for my daughter's cunt. Very hard. After a few minutes of my loving cock-sucking skills, Harry grabbed my hair and pulled me off his cock. Ellie, stop sucking or I'll come in your mouth. I knew he wanted to come in our daughter's wet cunt. Then he lay down on the bed and told Annie to sit on his face. He wanted to tongue-fuck her snatch to get her cunt loose and wet. Harry has a big cock, and he didn't want to hurt a little girl too much. He's considerate that way. Always a gentleman. As he prepares to stick his big fat cock into a new cunt. I told Annie to get on top of her daddy and to straddle his big cock. I held his prick while she complied and lowered her cunt onto it. Harry's cock is so fucking big, and it was hard to fit the whole thing into her cunt. So I told her to lay on her back, and I tried to loosen her cunt up and make it wetter with my tongue. Actually, my daughter's cunt tasted so good, I wanted more of it. That was just an excuse. So I started licking and sucking on her small, tight cunt. Swirling my tongue all around, tasting her wet clit, making her little bud grow bigger and harder, making her cunt wetter. And then I slipped a finger into her gash, then another, and finally a third. Annie was no virgin. My dildo had taken care of that, so there was no hymen to break. And for a second, I felt kind of sorry for Harry, that he wasn't going to be able to break her hymen. Annie's little hips were bucking up and down as I finger-fucked her young twat, so I told Harry, fuck her, she's ready for your big cock now. So Harry flipped Annie over under her back, and he got into position between her thighs, and then I spat on the head of Harry's cock, just to make it easier for them. And he said, Ellie, hold her cunt lips wide, and guide my cock into her fucking cunt. So Harry positioned his big, hard, thick cock at Annie's cunt opening. First running it up and down her wet gash to spread her juices all around, and he started pushing his cock inside, inch by slow inch. And then he gave one hard push. Annie let out a yell, and Harry is fully seated inside his little girl. I quickly glanced out the window, a little worried because it was late, and I thought her daughter's yell might attract our neighbor's attention. Then Harry said, quick, Allie, cover her mouth with your hand to muffle the noise. But I had a better idea. So, being the quick-thinking slut that I am, I straddled her face and quickly lowered my cunt over her mouth. I knew that would stop the noise better than my hand, and not only did my idea work, but it felt fucking great. Our daughter's mouth was open and yelling into my sloppy, wet cunt, and she was licking and opening and closing her mouth over my cunt. I was concerned that I might be cutting off her air, so I lifted my cunt off her face for a second to check on her, being the good mother that I am. But she pulled my cunt back down and kept licking and sucking on my gash. I was taken aback for just a second. Then I just relaxed and enjoyed Annie's sweet tongue. Harry looked up at me and said, fuck, Allie, her cunt is so fucking tight, I'm gonna come. Harry, you're riding your bad bareback. You might shoot a baby inside her. Fuck, Kelly, I can't hold it. I gotta come. I just gotta come inside our daughter's hot cunt. So I said, come inside her then. And I lifted my cunt off her face, and I said to Ellie, Annie, are you okay with that? And she said, fuck yeah, I'm fucking wonderful with that, Mommy. My cunt feels so alive with Daddy's big dick fucking it even better than your toys, Mommy. And then she said she loved eating my cunt, and that in the future she wants to eat my snatch some more. Then Harry cried out, I'm fucking coming! I'm fucking coming! I'm filling my daughter's cunt with my cum! And I reached around and squeezed his balls as he emptied his load into her fuckhole. Yeah. And he said, oh, Daddy, fuck my cunt hard, drain your balls, and then my young cunt. Oh, fuck, I can feel it filling my gash. And as Harry's cock softened and slipped from our daughter's cunt, I took it in my mouth and sucked Annie's cunt juice and some of his jizz off of it. Thanks, Ellie. Get it hard and I'll fuck you next. Our daughter said,
I saw a porn video once where the two women were 69 while the guy fucked the woman on top, doggy style. Can you fuck mommy like that, daddy, so she and I can 69 and eat each other's cunts?
Of course we can, honey. We can do all those things, anything we fucking like, I said, and I meant it, too. I gave Harry's cock my special lemon squeezer technique. You know the one, in which I stroke his shaft up and down with my hands as I swirl the flat of my tongue around his tip. He just loves that. And as his cock started to get hard again, I was thinking about all the fun that lay ahead. There would be lots of Harry fucking us both. My daughter and I both love eating cunt, and the sky's the limit. Only one small problem. Harry fucking both our mouths, tits, and cunts? That's a lot of fucking for just one guy. I think we might need to get an extra couple of cocks over here. I hope Harry agrees. The last thing my daughter and I want is no hard cock for our empty, hungry cunts.